starting a new life in Australia isn't easy.
A lot of companies have rejected me.
Sometimes I feel like, oh, I'm gonna quit, I've given up.
Work in Progress is a podcast to help skilled migrants rebuild their careers in a new country. You'll hear inspiring real-life stories, expert advice, and valuable tips to help you find a job and advance your career. Work in Progress. Listen now wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to SBS News.
In the midst of severe economic uncertainty, the federal government is preparing to release what Treasurer Jim Chalmers says is his most responsible budget yet.
This will be a really responsible budget focused on resilience and reform. There'll be a productivity package, there'll be a tax reform package, and there'll also be a very substantial savings package as well.
The budget is poised to deliver higher than usual gross savings, with Dr. Chalmers promising more spending restraint. Amid expectations of a small revenue boost from high inflation and commodity prices driven by the war in the Middle East, the Treasurer says all extra revenue will be saved.
We will save more than we spend, and we will bank the upward revisions to revenue as well. We did this in December in the mid-year update, and we will do it again in May. I understand and I appreciate that there is a lot of interest in tax reform in this budget. That's welcome from my point of view. What you will see in the budget is, in gross terms, there will be more dollars in savings than dollars in revenue upgrades. There will also be more dollars in savings than dollars in tax reform.
Jim Chalmers played down speculation of further tax cuts, pointing to the already legislated income tax cuts of $5 a week from July 1 and a further $5 the following year. Speaking at an Australian Chamber of Commerce and Industry event in Melbourne, Shadow Treasurer Tim Wilson says the government's tax cuts are far from solving the economic pressures faced by Australians.
Those tax cuts didn't even come close to returning bracket creep. By the time of the December budget update last year, just 7 months after the last federal election, the tax cuts Labor took to the last election had already been wiped out by the Treasurer's active inflation agenda. That's why over their time in government, the Albanese government is the highest taxing government in Australian history, and why personal income taxes in particular are at the highest level as a share of the economy ever.
Despite election promises ruling out changes to negative gearing, Dr. Chalmers says the budget will focus on intergenerational pressures. Commentary ahead of the budget has seen speculation about possible changes to capital gains tax and negative gearing. Asked if a backflip on such changes could breach voter trust, the Treasurer says the government is expected to make decisions based on its circumstances.
You know, our responsibility is to calibrate the budget to the conditions, to understand and respond to the very real pressures that people are under now and in intergenerational terms as well. And you build trust by taking the right decisions for the right reasons and explaining, if you've come to a different view over time, being upfront and explaining why that has been the case.
With intergenerational pressures on the agenda, speculation has also surrounded possible increases to the tax paid on distributions from family trusts. Speaking to Seven Sunrise, One Nation MP Barnaby Joyce argues the measures would unfairly target those who have invested over time.
People who are prudent, who after they have paid tax on their income, invest in capital assets so their children can have a better life by handing across an asset to them because they went without. They didn't buy the new boat, they didn't go on the trip, they didn't buy the new car, they put their money away for other people who come after them. And what's happening now is Uncle Jim has run out of money, he's desperately looking for it, so he's going to the prudent people and ripping it off them.
Tim Wilson says after breaking promises regarding the Stage 3 tax cuts, the government is losing control of the Australian economy.
Jim Chalmers is now actively telling us he needs to break trust to build trust so that he can target trusts. The economic follow-through is real. Last financial year, 8 businesses collapsed every business hour. It is clear the Treasurer has lost control of the economy. Policy is heading in one direction, the Reserve Bank in the other, and Australians are being caught in between.
As well as cuts to the National Disability Insurance Scheme and private health insurance rebates, Finance Minister Katie Gallagher says every portfolio has identified savings.
The budget will also include $2.7 billion in savings in 29-30 from reduced spending on external labour and non-wage spending like travel and property, hospitality across the APS. And it'll also have significant savings from unallocated funding across a number of departments. It will also include reprioritisation within defence, which the DPM has taken you through, and also an effort around reducing fraud and non-compliance across MBS and PBS. And so just, I guess, the message I'm saying there is, and I've been asked this in the last few days, is there will be savings across every portfolio. We've looked everywhere for savings.
On cost of living measures, the Treasurer says the budget won't include a decision to extend the fuel excise cut beyond June. Emphasising the temporary nature of those cuts, Dr. Chalmers says there is a range of contingencies in place for future cost of living measures. Separate from the central budget, he says the government will provide commentary on a possible downside scenario.
Well, obviously we've got a whole range of contingencies and we need to be prepared for any scenario, including a downside scenario. I think in response to Leah's question before, you know, we made it clear that we will sketch out for Australians what that downside scenario could look like, and clearly if the economy deteriorates quicker and worse than what we're anticipating in the budget, of course, we will consider our options at that point.
Sydney Lang, SBS News.
A new SBS music station is here.
SBS Pop Euro.
Filled with Eurovision hits non-stop.
You want more?
The hits you know and the hits you'll want to know.
On DAB Radio, online,
the SBS Audio app
and SBS On Demand.